You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
It's Sal Capaccio.
Filling up right behind the Bills bench right now with their flags and their hey, 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 hey.
Hey, hey, hey,
hey. Hey, hey,
hey, hey.
Let's go Buffalo chant.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
I suppose now we can put a bow on it after Xavier Worthy's 2-for-35 yesterday and another Chiefs loss that Evans over Worthy on Sal's playoff-bound fantasy team was the correct choice, Mike Evans. We can always have fun going through the league and finding obviously good plays that busted. Oh, we should have started Shedeur Sanders last week over Patrick Mahomes. Obviously, we should have done that. There's always that, but it is over for Kansas City and for Mahomes for a long time. The knee injury will basically end the season for him and then some. Sal Capaccio with us now on the West Her Hotline. There is some more injury news today that's interesting, but let's talk about yesterday first. Snowed a little bit. Looked good on TV. Sal wasn't quite, you know, covered field or anything, but it had to be a great atmosphere, right?
It's a great atmosphere for the second half, especially. First half was a little bit different, but, I mean, yeah, I mean, it was kind of just one-sided affair for a half. I mean, the snow globe a little bit of puffy snow. You know, I would say, yeah, good atmosphere and good football game. I think, you know, the energy just leading up to the game was pretty cool, right? Knowing that what was at stake, what was on the line, these two teams being good, two good quarterbacks, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Did you see any evidence? I only heard this brought up to McDermott in postgame, so I don't know what players would have had to say about it, but I assume it was generated from players before McDermott spoke about Diggs and Holland specifically sort of whooping it up going up the tunnel at halftime. Are you around for that, or do you just stay on the sideline? I mean, I know you don't go in the locker room with the team, but I wonder if you walk up out of the elements anyway for a little while during halftime.
So I stay on the field for the first few minutes because Nate does a halftime report with me.
Oh, right.
So I can't really go inside. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So Nate comes on, and so I got to stay out. So I don't do that. Sometimes I walk towards the tunnel, but I'll never go in there because I would lose reception during halftime. So
right.
I wait till after that is done before I go inside. In the meantime, like in this particular game, like that tunnel was all the way on the other side of where the Bills sideline was. So I was on the Bills side. Sometimes if it's closer, that would be the case. So, you know, I did not hear or see that specifically happen.
Okay.
Well, like when we talked to Eric Wood earlier, let's start at the beginning here, Sal. And another game where the Bills just don't seem, in short, ready to play. I don't know if that's going too far or just what, but it seems like we're asking a great deal for them to run through the playoffs if they can't get out to better starts. Is there anything for you that accounts for this?
Yes, I think what is happening is, and I'm going to give credit to Eric Wood. I don't know. Did you guys talk to Eric today? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, we did.
Yep. Okay. And Eric said this, I was on his, Saturday in Buffalo podcast. So I don't know if he said anything like this to you guys, but I'm going to say it makes sense. You know, kind of, we were working through this today and the Bills are limited, I think, in personnel wise. I'm talking mostly on defense here. Okay. Not offense. The Bills are limited personnel wise because they're dealing with injuries and they don't have, you know, superstars across the board. So they have to kind of piece together what they feel is the best game plan to come up with. And because of that, other teams might be taking advantage of them a little bit early in the game. And it's taking the Bills a little while to figure out, okay, now let's see what we have to do to adjust with what we have at our disposal. So they kind of go into the game with, you know, a limited toolbox, let's say. And then as the game's unfolding, they have to start pulling out more tools and figuring out how to use those tools a little bit better, which is why you see them shaping their defense a little bit personnel wise, schematically. And I think that makes sense. I don't think it's necessarily bad game plan. It's just kind of what they have to do. The other part of it I'll say is I do think the Bills go into every game and say, we're going to try and get home with four. And we're going to do that. And if it doesn't work, we'll adjust. And it hasn't worked. So they have to adjust. I don't think they go into a game wanting to blitz a ton. They go into a game thinking we're going to go in, you know, front four, just like the Houston game where, as I think, Bulldog, you know, you brought up with the two tackles going into the game. Mm-hmm. I'm going to trust my guys, and this is what I have. And I think that's the right approach. And then if that doesn't work, we have to adjust. And then that game, they didn't adjust quick enough. So I think that's happening on defense, too, which is we're going to go into the game and get you with our front four. And we're going to hope that they can get home. And if that's the case, that's great. We're good. We can do what we need to do after that. If that's not the case, we have to adjust. And I think that's happened lately.
Is it too much to ask for them to adapt, I don't know, in the second quarter rather than having to wait till halftime? Like, I recognize there's more time, and you don't always know how much time you're going to have when you're on a sideline, right? You get the ball back or turn it over, whatever, three and out, and it's quick, and you're right back on the field. But it is a trend, Sal. I mean, even in games that they lost, you referenced already Houston, Atlanta was this too, where they couldn't really get stops at all in the first half and then limited those two teams to field goals only after halftime. So the defense really did tighten up in those two losses, Houston and Atlanta. We know the Bills' offense couldn't really get off the mat, did a better job in Houston making it close. Atlanta, they never really could muster anything. Then, of course, the last couple of weeks when the defense sort of picks up, the offense is ready to go. And that was, I mean, five straight touchdowns yesterday was somewhat reminiscent of the perfect game from the playoffs a few years ago.
You know, this game I think would have been way different. And this is a little longer way of answering your question, not directly, Bulldog, I think. But, you know, they give up the first play, the first series, they give up that third down that maybe should have been challenged, wasn't really a catch, who knows what would have happened. And then they have a great play dialed up to open their game. And Brandon Cooks bobbles it. I just think everything flows a little bit differently if those two plays might go differently. It's just that's the margin of error you have in these kinds of games. But because you miss on that first play and you don't challenge and they score a touchdown, then you miss on your play. Suddenly you're giving the ball back. Now things are starting to snowball a little bit. So I do think that there's something to be said for maybe they get settled down and maybe things go a little bit differently early on. In this particular case, the Bills, I think, just needed to settle down a little bit as the game went on. And then once they got to a point where it was, okay, end of the quarter, end of the half, I should say, they gave up the 3 points. You didn't want to give that. But now you're down 17, which sucks, but you know you're getting the ball back. And Josh Allen said once they got that kick return, it kind of settled them down. I really think the Ray Davis kick return just settled the offense down and said, look, we're in a good spot, but we got to get seven here. And if we get seven, once I got seven, guys, it's a 10-point game. Once it's a 10-point game, it's a totally new ball game. Like, anything can happen from there. We've just seen that happen. It's just football. It's the way it works. Yeah, you're still down 10 points. But I think once that happened, it settled down. So, yeah, the offense was ready to go. Because I just think the offense settled down and said, look, we're okay. We just got to put like seven on the board here. And I think, you know, we just keep playing after that and keep playing after that. And they found a few things they could start to lean on and they just settled down.
One guy who was big there, and we haven't talked about him from yesterday at all, is Milano. Because he gets a sack on third down on the next series, and then also late to put them back, one of their last possessions, another sack from Milano in that game. So that was good to see, because this year has been up and down, and we're watching Milano wondering, even Taron Johnson, I thought, a couple times yesterday, maybe there's a little bit of freshness left with some of their vets.
2017, right? Deion Dawkins comes in. He's still playing at a high level. Tre'Davious White comes in. He takes a hiatus. He comes back. Matt Milano, this is the 2017 draft class that, you know, Sean McDermott, his first draft class. And, you know, there's been some rejuvenation there, I think, from these guys. And we know Deion's always played at a high level. Matt has, too. But he's just always, you know, he's had some injuries. And he's been out of the lineup the last couple of years. But Sean made an interesting comment about him after the game, where he said he's been working his tail off to get back to where he is. And that makes you think that maybe he just hasn't been fully 100%. But, you know, I think he has. He hasn't been on the injury report necessarily, but it just feels like his body's a little fresher. And, you know, he's getting to a point where you feel like you're starting to see that. The Bills, like, he's a good blitzer, by the way. They just don't use him like that a lot. They have to use him more sideline to sideline. That was a big change yesterday as the game went on. The Bills had zero sacks in the first half, three in the second. They made adjustments in the second half that said, we're going to get more aggressive because we can't get home at the front four. And honestly, like, to bring up your point, Mike, it's not just Matt Milano, Tre'Davious White. I think Tre'Davious White's playing good football, and they're trusting him in coverage. And him and Max Harrison yesterday, outside of that pre-referenced play, the aforementioned play that the down the sidelines he got beat on in the very first series, I didn't hear Max Harrison's name called at all. And I think that's a good thing yesterday.
And that was incomplete.
That's right. It should have been.
Incomplete.
Yeah, the only mistake I think you might be able to hang on him is that he and Epinesa are both at the scene of the crime on the edge there when Henderson cuts back. They've got that run stuffed up. It's probably going to be a 3 or 4 yard loss, almost the way it looks. But Epinesa and Hairston both get over their skis a little bit too much and get caught inside, and Henderson's got the speed and athleticism to make them pay. That was really the only play the Patriots had in the entire second half, which is still pretty incredible to me with the way the first half had gone.
Yeah. I mean, I think they had 15 total yards outside of that play in the second half. It really is amazing. I mean, like, after everything that went the way it was going in the first half, they had no answer whatsoever to what the Patriots were doing. And they come out in the second half, and it's just a completely different game, just completely different. I mean, Drake May, He's a very, very good young quarterback, right? I'm not going to sit here and say that anything other than that. Otherwise, he is really good. He deserves all the accolades he's getting. He's in the MVP conversation. He's probably going to be for many years to come. But he looked befuddled in the second half. Like, he held on to the ball, didn't know where to throw it. The Bills had great coverage on the back end. I just thought it was whatever the Bills did specifically. And there's so many little nuances here. And there was a spy, I think, involved a lot more in the second half. It just worked out so well. They really, you know, guys, I mean, the Patriots had 2 weeks to prepare for the Bills. And I think that showed in the first couple of drives. No excuse to give up 21 points. It still snowballed way too much. But you saw a couple of wrinkles, a couple of trick plays, right, that were thrown in there by Josh McDaniels. They had 2 weeks to prepare. They came out. They knew it. Shaq Thompson told me after the game, he said, look, they had a good first 15, good scripted plays. We had to kind of bounce back after that. And I think that's what happened. The Patriots had their scripted plays. They had a good plan for what they wanted to do. Yes, they really took advantage of it. But once that plan was over and the Bills countered, I don't think the Patriots had an answer for the Bills.
Always so easy from home to say anything like this. But I think with regard to May and those plays late, he didn't trust himself to run for some reason. You know, like the shots from behind the quarterback, Bosa is dropping into coverage. Like, just go get your 5 yards. You have to go 90 or whatever it is to score. Maybe that was part of his thinking, but the Bills really backed up on him there and took away his options.
That play was 4th and 5, right?
The last one, yeah.
Yeah, right. So, yeah.
But the play before is the same thing.
Right. Bosa backing up, Sal, is it feels like one of these plays that if Steve Spagnuolo sprang that on the Bills late in a playoff game, I know the stakes are higher, but you've got Bosa, like, really, what is he known for? He's known for rushing the passer. So you're going to drop him into coverage, and, like, that's an example of them having May really in a blunder, I think, in this game.
Yeah.
And even beyond that, like, if you watch the overhead of that play, you can see where May is trying to go with the ball. There are two defenders converging on the player that I think he's trying to throw the ball to. So I don't know if Bosa somehow misses that, right, or if May fakes him out and throws it around him or something. Maybe they still defend it. I would like their chances. But just a great job of giving him a look that, you know, probably you're not expecting Joey Bosa to be 12 yards off the line of scrimmage in pass coverage on the play, or five, or whatever. I don't know what his depth was. But, you know, he came charging at May and ultimately made the play. But I think the coverage even had May mixed up there, and that play might not have succeeded even without Bosa's impact on it.
And again, I'll go back to, you know, Mike, you made a good point about, you know, it seemed like he could have done that with his legs, but I think the Bills incorporated a spy a little bit more often and maybe spooked him to do that, you know. And then he did run the one time and the Bills got him. They got him on the sideline there, like late in the game. Maybe it was that drive. Was it that drive, second down maybe? He ran the one play. He didn't really get to the – he got a few yards. I have to go back and look at the play-by-play if that was that drive or the drive before. But he didn't have much room to run. And he probably was, okay, we got to get down the field. We got to score four. We got to get a touchdown. So, you know, and those are things that a second-year quarterback's going to learn, and maybe he'll do a little bit more. He is good with his legs. He got out of a tackle by – who was it earlier? It was Ogunjobi maybe, whoever it was that had him, yep. You know, and he runs for that long run. But, I mean, the Bills, I think they took away his escape lanes is the way I would say it.
Right before the two-minute warning, there is a it's a May sack, but I think he ran out of bounds. 0 yards.
Because he had nowhere to go. And actually, right. That was a play where they kept the clock running because he landed in bounds, actually.
That's right.
He also broke 20 miles an hour blocking.
On the first.
I mean, he ran some interference, I would say, right? Yeah, nice job. He was down the field blocking. That's a good job by him, but it was more interference than blocking, I would say.
I might just go for it anyway, see if I can get a top speed, a personal best, whether I'm blocking or not. Just going to run as fast as I can down the field. Nobody is going to bother me. Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. We'll get to Prater. I just wanted to bring this up with you first. James Cook is now 28 yards off the league lead from a rushing title. I don't think he has a bonus for the literal rushing title. Maybe. It's not on SpotTrack if he does. But we could be heading toward another one like last year where he plays in the end to go for the title. Like Jonathan Taylor leads, but their offense isn't functioning, and no one is close to those two right now.
And he is at what does he have receiving? He's got two receiving touchdowns to go along with
the- You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
He now 10. He's got 12 on the year. You know, he had 16 rushing last year, right?
And 18 then, total.
Right, 18 total. So he's still not going to, but it's...
Might.
He's had a year, even with regression, He's kicking regression right in the groin.
They're a 10-point favorite in the cold Sunday. He might.
He's having a great year.
Yep.
Yeah, James Cook. I'm sorry.
Yeah, James Cook.
Yeah, he is. He's having a great year. I mean, he really And look, I mean, I think going into the game, we talked about it, guys, right? The Patriots were missing Milton Williams, and he was a big, big deal for them, you know, early in the year. And he's going to be back for the playoffs, most likely. He's going to miss one more game, which, by the way, that's against the Ravens, who run the ball with Derrick Henry, right? So that's going to be interesting. But, yeah, the Bills, again, I'm going to go back to, I think the Bills finally just settled down and settled into who they are during the game. They're a good run team. They had an ability to run the ball. Early, you're down early, you're pressing a little bit. It's so funny. Like, I think this game was very similar to me of the Steelers game when, and I said to you guys, it was so weird how the Bills were tight in that game. Like, I thought they went into Pittsburgh, it's the environment. You know, we talked about the mystique of the Steelers and that stadium. Don't make a mistake. We can beat this team as long as we don't give them the ball and make mistakes. And they played tight. And when you do that, you make mistakes. I thought the same thing here. I thought, weirdly, the Bills were the ones that were playing a little bit tight in this game. And the Patriots came out and they played loose. But once the Bills started to get, you know, a little settled in, you could feel that the Patriots tightening up. You talk about the environment. You could feel that happening in the stadium. You could feel the Bills getting loose and saying, okay, we're the better team here. We need to go out there and play football.
So Matt Prater was announced today, week to week with a quad injury. The Bills, again, will be in the kicker market here. Didn't hear anything about this yesterday, but something came up.
Yeah, a quad injury for Matt Prater, right quad injury, according to Sean McDermott. And McDermott even said that he did not even know until today, basically. So the Bills have to find a kicker for this week. He is out against Cleveland. He called him week to week, so who knows what that means. I mean, Joey Bosa was week to week and missed one game, right? So maybe that's the case, but he called him week to week. We know Tyler Bass is not an option at this point, guys. He is out for the year. He had surgery. The Bills are going to have to find a new kicker this week. They're going to have to also deal with one of their defensive tackles being down. Jordan Phillips will be out. He had an ankle injury in the game. They do have six guys, so you know that'll be something that they can overcome with numbers. But this is going to be interesting to see what they do with Matt Prater. So they've had some guys in this year, going back early on, training camp, throughout the first few weeks. So maybe one of those guys they turn back to, but they're going to have to find somebody this week to kick the ball in Cleveland.
Michael Badgley is one name. I think he's a free agent, cut by the Colts. I think Joshua Carty, who was with the Rams, I'm checking to see his status, but they've moved on from him, or at least they have for now, using the thicker kicker bulldog, Harrison Nevis. We can't get to Harrison Nevis. He's not available.
All right. Thicker kicker rhymes with Dicker the kicker.
And different guy.
I'm getting confused.
Different guy. Badgley is the money badger. By the way, if you need a kicker with a nickname, you'd give him points for that, Money Badger. Anything else interesting injury-wise or anything-wise today?
No, you know, I know people, I know, I believe my colleague Elena Getzenberg reported yesterday after the game that Brandon Cooks was headed to the x-ray room, but nothing from Sean today on that. So a lot of times that's just kind of what guys do after the game to make sure everything's okay, right? So, but there was nothing during the game on that, so that's good. And then Benford and Bernard are improving, Sean McDermott said. It was good that they didn't put Benford on IR. That's good news. It means that, you know, they're confident that he won't be out long term, which Sean said last week is the case. So, yeah, I think that's pretty – and, you know, get out of this game pretty healthy after all the injuries they've been having. You know, that's great. Yeah, I think we –
now they just have to make it through the practice week, Sal.
that's right, Bulldog. Sorry. I was thinking about that. Like, you never know until Thursday. Let's wait until then.
Right.
I do want to point out in this game, I think – an overlooked aspect. I tweeted about this today a little bit. The Bills' special teams were awesome in this game compared to the Patriots. They really dominated. And I mean, this is a really highly regarded Patriots special teams unit. Let me just kind of walk through some of the things that happened. Number one, Ray Davis averaged 41 yards a kick return on four kick returns. Like, he was really good, as you guys saw. He is now leading the league in kick return average, by the way, by a wide margin. He's the only player in the whole league over 30 yards of kick return, which is pretty amazing. And he's had a handful. Like, more, he's had it's just as many as anybody else. The Bills use a different kind of formation, a wrinkle. And I thought it was interesting. Chris Tabor put only Ray Davis back there and put Reggie Gilliam in front of him. Not two returners, just one. And it became more like a running play with Reggie Gilliam as a lead blocker. And I talked to Reggie about it after the game. He said, yeah, it's just like the old kick return, but there's no wedge. It's just me, right? Which is really interesting. I thought that was a great wrinkle by the Bills. It turned out to be really important for them because they totally won the field position battle in this one. On top of that, Prater, who's hurt now, 5 for 5 on his kicks, all extra points in the snow. Mitch Wisnowski, 4 punts, 3 of them inside the 20, like the 17, the 12, and the 6. And on top of that, Marcus Jones, who may be the best return man in the league, 5 return yards on 2 punt returns. I think the Bills special teams deserve a lot of credit for how this game unfolded.
Very good. Arrows up. Sal, thank you. We'll talk on Wednesday.
You got it, guys. Thanks.
That's our Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Your take, welcome, on yesterday, how it looked to you, what it meant. 803-0550. Also, Kevin Adams out as Sabres GM, Jarmo Kekäläinen to replace him. There'll be a press conference tomorrow morning at 10:30. Paul Hamilton will give us his thoughts today at 6. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Airo uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Airo. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.